listening to the Right Stream Radio Network, rejoicing in the flow of creativity. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Right Stream and hashtag Right Stream. Thanks for listening to the Right Stream Radio Network.
Hi everyone, welcome to Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss. I am Lisa Tarvis. Daria DiGiovanni is on the other end. Hey Daria, how you doing?
Hey Lisa, hey everyone, doing well. How are you?
Good, very good. I'm really excited about today's show. We have Josie Milner on the phone tonight, and she's going to be talking to us. Josie is a country music up-and-coming star, and we're gonna play a couple of her songs. Also, but just to get us started, Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss is a women's talk show where we take on things women are interested in, and we're on every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time live. This show is pre-recorded, everyone, so if you try to call in, you're not going to get anywhere because we're actually pre-recording, and that's my fault. I kind of double booked myself today. So wanted to just let everybody know.
Hey, Lisa. That's good.
I know, and it's such a pain to pre-record too. Trust me, it really is. It's much easier to do it live, which people would never think that. You think live is tough, but live is actually really easy. Anyway, this is one of our shows on the Right Stream Network. We've got a 7 day a week show. Well, 6 days now, but we have. The goal is seven days a week of programming. On Wednesday, actually, we have open right now, and we're looking for different show ideas for our Wednesday Wednesday segment. But Sunday we kick it off with Just Believe with me at 7 p.m. on Sundays. Monday is Military Monday with John D. Gresham at 1 p.m. Tuesday, Right Stream Tuesday with Daria Ann at 1 p.m. Wednesday is now open. Thursday, of course, Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss with me, Lisa Tarvis, and Daria Ann. Friday, we have the Speculative Fiction Cantina by S. Evan Townsend at 6 p.m. Eastern. And Saturdays, SEO Strategies with Snapperhead, which I don't believe has launched yet, but is going to be launching either this Saturday or next Saturday. We will know more about that, I think. Daria, you don't know more about that yet, do you?
Not at the moment, but it's looking like it's going to be a week from this Saturday.
Okay. So that's going to be launching soon. So anyway, getting to our guest tonight, we have Josie Milner. Josie is Josie Milner is part small town teen, part roadworthy country starlet. And at only 17 years old, she turned heads and changed hearts with her debut U.S. single, Not Pretty Enough. The song thrust Josie into the country music spotlight, launching her anti-bullying campaign with Angels and Doves, earning her a 2013 Independent Country Music Award nomination for Promising Young Artist, a Top 10 Hottest New Artist designation, and a number one single on the world's first independent country music chart Indie World. She's now 18 years old and a recent magna cum laude high school graduate. Josie has taken her initial successes to greater heights with Cowgirls. We're going to be playing both those songs. We're going to play Not Pretty Enough, which I have heard. I've heard both of them now, obviously, because I have them with me for the show. But I had already heard Not Pretty Enough because I listen to country music like a crazy person. And not that listening to country music makes you a crazy person, but some people think it makes me a crazy person because I'm a little obsessed about it. Anyway, we're going to play that one, and then we're going to play Cowgirls too in a little bit. But first I want to bring Josie on. Josie, are you with us?
I am.
Hi, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. We are excited to have you on. And talk about lots of things going on with you. You graduated just recently, I know, last year, I guess, from high school. Are you in college now? Is that what you're doing?
I am, yeah. I am a freshman this year at college. I started actually August 19th, which is my birthday. So,
oh.
Yeah, my birthday present.
That's quite a birthday present. That's great.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. And you've got a lot going on, obviously, if you're, you know, working in country music and you're going to school. That's a lot to manage. So I'm sure you're nice and busy.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Tell us the story, because I think that the story behind Not Pretty Enough is a really interesting story, and one of the things that one of the reasons that we thought you'd be a great fit for Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss is it kind of launched the whole anti-bullying campaign that you initiated with Angels and Doves. Can you tell us the story behind that? Hold on one second, Josie. There we go.
Enough to me, he's like, hey, if you just want to listen. And so I did. I really love the meaning behind it and what it represented. And it's really all around good song. And so,
Derry, are you catching any of this?
I know. It's really breaking up badly, and now I can't hear anything at all.
We're having a little bit of problem with your connection, Josie, since you came back on to tell us about Not Pretty Enough. Just can you just do a sound check with us real quick? Josie, are you there?
Yeah, check 1, 2, check, talking. Check.
All right. I hear you now. All right. It was totally, you were totally, yeah, you were totally gone there for a minute. It's not a great connection, but, let's,
I'm of course connected to the school's Wi-Fi and I have 3 bars right now. So,
maybe it might be a Skype thing. Sometimes it's a Skype thing. All right, so anyway, starting again, can you tell us the story behind Not Pretty Enough?
Yeah, I definitely can. So Not Pretty Enough is actually found by manager Michael. He's watching a horror movie, which is really ironic considering what the song is about. And, you know, he sent it over to me. He's like, hey, what do you think about this? And I, of course, pretty much loved the song as soon as I heard it. I just thought it was really well written. And the lyrics behind it were just extremely powerful. And so I went and I recorded it. And it's actually originally wrote by an artist named Casey Chambers. She's an Australian artist. And she released it over there. And so somebody got to redo it. My version was completely different than hers. But, you know, I was so excited with the final product of that song. And whenever I released it, I think people just kind of grabbed a hold of it just like I did. And, you know, they just really loved it, represented what it stood for. So with that song, I actually was a spokesperson for Angels and Doves, which is a national anti-bullying organization, and together on the talk to schools about bullying and what help and, you know, who to get involved and what to say to someone, and, you know, just kind of really trying to stand against it. And you know, I'm definitely just kind of really proud to be a part of them, to really be trying to take a stand against it.
Yeah, it's a powerful and very popular topic right now. The whole anti-bullying thing, a lot of people are taking it on, a lot of well-known people are taking it on as a cause, because it's actually been in the news so many times that, kids that are just, and it doesn't just happen to kids, but kids that are really having a real hard time dealing with the aspect, the whole bullying thing, in school and out of school, but it seems to go on a lot. And there are a lot of shows now that focus on it too, you know, TV shows and movies that focus on the problem with bullying. So
yeah, definitely. You know, it, like you said, it's just kind of become such a huge problem. Everyone's kind of jumping on board because they're kind of realizing that it's something that needs to be dealt with. And so, you know, to be kind of one of them people that are really trying to make a difference with it, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I want to play. I want to play for everyone. While we have some time, and I want to play Not Pretty Enough, because it's a really great song, and I think it really kind of explains the whole concept of what you're talking about here about the story. So let's take a minute and play that. And That's Not Pretty Enough by Josie Milner. Josie, you know, here's a funny song that, or a funny question I've always wanted to ask somebody in your business. Do you ever get sick of singing the same songs over and over again?
I don't know if I necessarily get sick of singing the same songs. I mean, I think there's times that you're just kind of like, oh, we gotta sing this one again. But you know, just performing in general, as long as I get to sing, as long as I get to perform in front of people, it's okay. I mean, yeah, sure, songs might get tiring, but you do it because you want to do it. So.
I know how I am. Like I download stuff on my iPod, and then a new song, and I burn it out. I'm like playing it and singing to it, and I learn every single word and everything about it. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, wow, I can't stand this song. It's like, you know?
Yeah.
I always wondered if you actually sang these songs for a living, especially when it's a new song and you're beating the heck out of the song, you know? I always wondered what that was like. So that was just a question I always wanted to ask somebody. And so I just got to. So now I feel all better about it. it's just funny. Now, you've got a lot of other things that you've been involved in. You have actually performed I believe, with Chris Cagle, who I love, Scotty McCreary, John Wolfe. Are those all people that you've actually performed with?
Yeah, I have either opened up with them or performed with them. I've opened up for John Wolfe, Scotty McCreary, and Chris Cagle, like you mentioned. And then I've also been able to actually perform with a couple of different artists. I was able to perform with Dolly Parton, so Stella Parton, and then also Georgette Jones, George Jones' daughter.
Oh, wow.
Back in CMA Fest from this past year. So, yeah, I mean, I've definitely had a lot of pretty awesome opportunities and chances to perform with some different artists. And, you know, every time that happens, it's very exciting. You know, it's just kind of one of the moments like, wow, you just get to soak it all up. So, yeah.
And everybody's really, isn't it true that everybody's really nice in country music?
Oh, yeah. I definitely have not met someone yet that I couldn't stand being around. No, everyone is definitely so welcoming and so sweet and definitely encouraging. You know, everyone that I've talked to has always been like, you know, you're going to have hard times. You got to push through it and, you know, you can do it kind of thing. So,
right.
Yeah, the country music industry is definitely really welcoming.
Yeah, I think that's so true, and I don't know if it's just country music, but you hear that a lot with people from country music, as how nice everybody is, and how like you said, welcoming. Like they're really not threatened. Like I think in some of the other industries, there's a little bit of feeling of threatened by somebody who's really talented that's coming in. And you don't seem to get as much of that with country music, which is pretty cool. So what's the CMA Fest like? I've always wanted to check that out.
It is so much fun. This past June was my second time going, and of course we plan on going pretty much every year now. And both years I've loved it. It's definitely been so exciting. And each year, both years I've been able to do it, I've definitely had some pretty awesome chances. And you know, it's pretty much the one time of year that you can walk down the street and just see kind of a big name walking maybe next to you,
right,
or just kind of in front of you or anything. And it's so cool. And actually this past year I was able to go to the award show as well. And I was about 10 rows behind where all the big stars were. So that was pretty exciting. You know, it's just a really good time.
It's got
a lot of country music fans just kind of come together.
Right.
And they just enjoy it and have fun with it. So it's definitely really exciting. If you get a chance to go, I definitely recommend going.
Yeah, I'm always going to go. I tell my husband every year, I'm like, we got to go. We've got to go to Nashville. Well, I've never been to Nashville, and I'm a country music fan. So, I mean, that's just ridiculous. I know, right? So,
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess I can't really say much because I've been to Nashville. The only time I've ever been is actually when I've ever been doing music. Beforehand, I had never been to Nashville either. And I've always loved country music too, so I guess I don't have a whole lot of room to talk.
Yeah, you can't beat me up too bad about that one. Yeah, I'm definitely going to make it down there one of these years because it just sounds like the best time. And when you catch the, you know, different shows they put on, you know, on either this, you know, CMT or, you know, something like that. You're just like, wow, that would be so cool, you know, to just see all these really, really famous and amazing people. And they perform. It's not just like they're there signing autographs at a booth. I mean, they're actually, there's performing going on, which is really cool.
Yeah, you know, sit down like they're little poor people, but too, this big.
Yeah. That broke up a little bit, but we're just gonna pass right through that. So tell us a little bit else about the concept behind Cowgirls. Where did that song come from? Who was part of that? Who was part of the whole recording and the whole story behind that?
You know, that song, that was actually a song that we kind of found, and we kind of put it on the back for a while. We couldn't fully decide if we wanted to go ahead and do it. And finally, like, you know what, let's give it a try. And so we went and recorded it, and I recorded with some pretty awesome people. I've recorded people that played with Reba McEntire and Jason Aldean and a couple other artists. So, you know, it was pretty intimidating at first, but, you know, the final product was unbelievable, and I loved it.
Do you try and style yourself? Do you try to, I guess, imitate like a certain star or a certain country music person, or are you kind of just doing your own thing? And I guess it's more about influences and things like that.
Yeah, I definitely, I pretty much try to do my own thing. I mean, of course, you're always going to have people that you're going to look up to and they're going to idolize. But as a whole, you should never try to kind of copy someone because you're your own individual person. You want to have your own individual sound. And you don't want to be, say, compared to other people. I mean, yeah, it's kind of an honor when it happens, but you want to be known as yourself. And so I definitely try to go out there and do my thing. And of course, I have, for the most part, I definitely just try my own sound. Style.
Yeah, I think that's important because, you know, like you said, you don't want to sound like somebody else. And there are a lot of people that I'll hear come on, like a new artist or something that releases a song. I'll be like, oh my God, that's so-and-so. And it's not so-and-so, it's somebody else. And you know what? They're a lot of times the one-hit wonders. You know what I mean? They're the ones that they come out with one song and it's a great song, but they sound so much like someone else. Nobody really, you know, is interested in and hearing anything else they have except that one big song that comes out. So, you know, I would say for longevity, copying people isn't a great idea.
Yeah.
So that's really
yeah,
interesting.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think that So tell us about. I wanted to ask you too about this Facebook game thing that you've got going on. If they used your image or something, and what's it called? A Better World, I think.
I am a kind of a virtual character in the game. They went in and kind of recreated some of my favorite outfits that I performed in, and they have a couple articles, like my signature blue guitar that people always look at when they see me and some of my boots and whatnot. So they just kind of went in and recreated, like I said, a virtual character of myself. So that's pretty awesome. You know, it's one of them games that you kind of you literally just kind of create your own little world, your own little society, and it's geared towards, you know, of course, making a better world, a better society. So it fits in with the bullying and whatnot. So it was really cool when that happened. I'm not gonna lie.
I bet. Yeah, nobody's done that for me. Nobody's made a character for a Facebook game for me. I mean, that'd be pretty cool. That'd be pretty nice. Do you play the guitar? I mean, are you really good at it?
I'm not really good at it. I mean, my parents, they got me a guitar when I was 13. I never really picked it up until the past couple of years. And I can't fully play a song, but I can play chords. And actually, we are in the process of selling my blue guitar, so I can get a different guitar. So I'm in the works with it before. I just can't fully. So.
Yeah, I decided I wanted a guitar, so my husband bought me a guitar for Christmas actually last year, and I took guitar lessons and the whole nine yards. But it was so funny because what I ended up doing was I had to choose long nails, long fingernails, or playing the guitar. And I picked long fingernails. I put the guitar away. It's so funny because you can't have any kind of nail really and play the guitar. It's impossible. Dolly Parton somehow does it.
That's why I said it makes you wonder how Dolly does
yeah,
it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I actually asked because every time my guitar teacher would come to my house, I'd have to file my nails down more and more. He'd be like, nope, still too long, still too long, still too long. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, I asked him
There's
that.
Like
I'm
nothing
like,
there.
I'm like, how the hell does Dolly Parton do it then? It was so funny because I'm like, and so finally I'm just like, look, I got to choose one or the other. I'm choosing my nails. He's like, oh my God. He's like, I give up with you. And I'm like, okay, good.
Yeah,
you know, I'm a little shallow like that.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever works, right? So have you written any songs? Is that something you want to get into at any point? Or are you cool just listening and picking the stuff you like?
No, songwriting is definitely in the works. We're working on an EP right now. All songs picked out for the last one. And my producer and I are going to write the last one on that. So songwriting is definitely in the work. It's something that I've always wanted to do, but I kind of think I've been intimidated to do it because there are so many songwriters out there. But,
yeah.
You know, even if I do get to the point of being able to write on my own song, I still think I would want to, you know, just kind of hear what other people are doing and even listen to other songs as well, too. So.
Yeah. I think writing is really, I mean, I think it takes a really special talent to not only, I mean, you have to be super talented to not only be able to perform. You know, there are so many aspects to being a star, you know, and it's being able to sing, you know, being able to perform. And then, you know, when you add things like playing an instrument and writing and things like that, you just get to the point where, wow, I mean, did God skip any gifts with this person, you know?
Yeah.
It's amazing. But I would think writing, well, Derry and I are both writers, so, but we write books. And, you know, so it's like for us, I mean, writing is just like part, it kind of just, it's either in you or it's not, you know what I mean? It's, I think that, I think that if I was going to write songs, I definitely have to start with co-writing, you know?
Yeah. And you know, my producer, he's written a couple songs himself, so he's kind of familiar with it. And I mean, I love writing stories and whatnot. My mom's always like, you can write so good. So, you know, I've won a couple, I guess you could say school awards for some of my, so guys, award, right? You just need to do it. And so she gets frustrated with me sometimes,
and Josie, is it a different discipline, though, to write a song versus writing a book or even an essay or even, you know, just an article? I mean, it seems to me songwriting, I have a difficult time writing screenplays because I'm way too wordy. So is there a different mindset or discipline that goes into writing a song versus writing a novel?
Josie?
Yeah, I didn't hear any of that.
Oh, really? You didn't hear Darius? Okay. Darius, you want to try that again? See if she can hear you?
Yeah, Josie, can you hear me now? Like, gosh, I hope I haven't been sounding bad. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
I'm just curious, you know, as a writer, I mean, is there a different mindset, sort of a different type of creativity that goes into writing a song versus writing a novel? Because I know, like myself, I struggle with writing screenplays because somebody suggested I turn one of my novels into a screenplay, and I have the hardest time because I'm very, you know, I like words, I like to be very descriptive, and I know with songwriting, you also have to be aware of the music that's going to accompany it. Gosh, I can speak. So I was just wondering, do you have any thoughts about that? Is that sort of a different mindset, sort of, like I said, a different form of creativity that goes into writing a song versus a novel?
Yeah, I definitely think it is, because, you know, it's pretty much a song. So not only are you having to write good lyrics, you also have to write the lyrics that kind of flow well together and kind of make a story within a 3-minute period. And, you know, be able to find the songs that fit together and, you know, tend to rhyme, because that's what songs do. I definitely think there's a whole new aspect. I mean, of course, you're still writing words, but it's not necessarily in the same style. So, you know, anything with, like, say, screenwriting or songwriting or anything like that, you're definitely always going to have different techniques you have to use.
Yeah, and the thing, because I was going to say, one of the things that I love the most about country music is that the songs are meaningful, you know, versus most of the, you know, the songs we hear in pop culture. And I like dance music and all of that, but I think one of the things that sets country music apart is the fact that the songs actually mean something. So it's got to be difficult to jam a lot of meaning into, like you said, a 3-minute song.
Exactly.
Yeah, I would think that's really true. I mean, I've honestly have written a couple songs that nobody will ever hear or read, but there's just no way, because they're just embarrassing. But anyway, I think there's also writing the words and then, you know, writing the lyrics and then writing the music. Or I mean, that's got to be completely different too.
Yeah, I mean, how does that work? Do they write, you know, that's a good question, Lisa. It made me think, like, when you write a song, do you do that in partnership with somebody who's there kind of creating the music they think would go along with it? Or how does that work exactly?
Yeah, I think for me.
Skype.
I think for me, yeah, I definitely. I always have to find it, so.
Skype is really letting us down tonight, I think.
Yeah, it's breaking up really bad.
Yeah, it's really just a really bad connection, which really stinks. But anyway, one of the other things that I wanted to ask you was, how do you balance everything? How are you balancing this country music career and the fact that you're really, really at the beginning stages of it? I mean, you're launching, and you know what happens, as you well know, is all of this, you're just somebody interested in country music, and then all of a sudden, you're like a rock star. You know what I mean? And it builds, it can happen like very quickly. It's not like a slow build. So how are you balancing trying to, you know, get your career up and going, even stronger than it already is, with school and with being a friend and a daughter and all the other things you have going on?
Yeah, you know, it definitely can get kind of frustrating at times, but I think the key to it all is definitely just time management. You know, because being in college, you have a lot more outside work that you have to do. And so before I even leave campus, I normally tend to have all my work done before I head home. So as I get home, if there's something I need to work on that's music related, that I have all my time dedicated to it. So like I said, time management definitely is, I think, has been key. And then I've also have had, you know, a lot of support along the way. So I think all the support and, you know, people being there to help me with anything I need has definitely benefited me a lot as well. So, you know, it's just a lot of key parts and just a lot of being responsible with things and understanding what you want and knowing it's what you want, you know, just really working hard and putting some effort into it.
Do the people at your school know who you are? Do you have anybody that recognized you?
I've had a couple people actually. My first day, I was walking up, about to go upstairs to get my first class, and all of a sudden, I hear a Josie, and I turn around. She's like, "Oh my gosh, I love you!" And so, you know, to have that happen on my first day, that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just kind of walking around, it makes me wonder if people kind of know the two sides.
It's gotta be
dance school side, but then I also have my music, whatever side.
Right,
so.
Right. That's gotta be so good for your ego, though. I mean, wow. That's gotta make you. I don't know. I would think that people recognizing you and stuff would just make you want to kick ass at everything. You know what I mean? Like, you don't. I don't know. I mean, do you feel like you've become a you know, like an image that people are looking up to, that younger people are looking up to? Do you feel any responsibility there yet?
Oh, yeah. You know, I think since the beginning of this career, I've always tried to make good decisions for people, anyone watching me, and just kind of knowing that I want to be able to do good, and I want to be able to make a difference with things. So being a role model with this career is definitely kind of one of the main priorities with it.
Yeah, just don't
right
pull.
Right now, and that I'm able.
Don't
pull up Miley Cyrus.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Sound very grounded.
Yeah. We do not want to see any pictures of any videos of you naked on a wrecking ball, okay? That's all I'm saying.
You won't, I promise. I don't even like any kind of construction, so I'll
say that. Yeah, you know, that's the other thing too, just with the music industry, just in general. I'm not even talking about country music, but there's been way too much, I call them manufactured, you know, singers, where they rely way too much on the studio sound effects and everything versus the actual singing talent and, Lisa, that stage presence that you talked about.
Right.
So that's really good to hear. I do want to say really quickly, of the three of us, I have been to Nashville many times because my brother has lived there since 1985.
That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
It's a great town. I just want to say, because this ties in with this point, you know, just he lives in Franklin now, which is right outside, but over the years, I mean, he's lived there for many, many years, obviously, he's told me that, you know, he'll be shopping in Target or supermarket and you'll see someone. And most people there, like if you see a famous, you know, country music singer, try not to, like, make a big fuss over that person because they get kind of embarrassed.
Yeah.
I mean, they're the opposite of Hollywood celebrities. So Paul says, you know, you might say hi and they'll say, hey, how you doing? And then everybody goes about their business, which
right.
I think is wonderful.
Exactly, yeah. You know, that's what you need to do because, you know, they just want to be treated like normal people because they honestly are just normal people. They just are in the headlines of magazines. So, yeah, whenever you go there, you say, oh, hey, how are you? Then you just walk in and go. They're like, oh, I need a picture. Can you sign this and this? They're normal people. So
yeah, I don't think I would never, like, go up to somebody and be like, oh, I got to have your picture. I mean, I might sneak a picture. I'm not lying. But from afar. But I would never ask for an autograph or anything like that. But I think if I saw, you know, if I'm walking down the street in Nashville and I happen to trip over Tim McGraw, I might be like, oh, my God. I am slightly in love with you, you know.
Yeah. You sound a lot like my mom. Last time we were in Nashville, I had a performance at one of the hotels out there, and my mom had to go get something out of the car, and she came back in, and I guess Dierks Bentley was standing there, and loves Dierks Bentley, and she was walking in, and she secretly had her phone out to take pictures as she was walking by. It was the funniest thing ever. She's probably gonna kill me if she hears this, but
yeah.
It was so funny because, you know, she kind of started sweating, and not necessarily hyperventilating. but she was definitely kind of breathing faster. And oh my gosh, it was so funny.
that's hysterical. That would totally be me, but I would totally try and play it cool. Like, you know, but I'd probably fall and, you know, pass out right in front of them, but I would try to be really cool. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, it's just, I mean, come on. There are just some of those people that you're like, but are you ever like, for you, since you've been there, you've met some, have you ever met anyone, that is well known that you were actually surprised how different they looked when you met them in person?
Not really, honestly. I mean, I think every artist that I've seen has pretty much looked just like their pictures. I mean, of course, the pictures are always going to try to look better because of Photoshop and all that fun stuff. But, you know, for the most part, they've all looked like that. So there hasn't been an artist that I've been like, oh my gosh, how's that even you kind of thing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I remember back when I was in marketing, I was at a trade show and I was in telecommunications and what's his name from Star Trek?
Shatner?
Bill Shatner. He was there at the Sprint when he was doing his Sprint thing. And I remember walking past the booth being like, that doesn't look like Captain Kirk at all. You know, it was like he looked completely different, that he was much shorter than I thought. He just looked very different. I just was surprised. I don't know.
He was probably a few years older than his Captain.
Yes, absolutely. but even comparing him to the Sprint commercials that were on at that time, big difference. I was really surprised. So I'm always I always wonder like if it's just me or if it was just that. I don't think I've ever really met anybody else really famous. Not that I can think of. Not Star Trek famous, you know. So I don't, you know, I've never had that happen. All right, we want to play. I want to make sure we get in Cowgirls here. Now, Cowgirls is a much faster, upbeat kind of song, and I think everybody's gonna really. I think it's different than the first song, but I really. I mean, I love it. I think it's great, and it's definitely very country. I mean, it's a fun country song. It's a fun country song. So let's play that before we wrap up the show. So here's Cowgirls by Josie Milner.
Stand up, throw your hands up, come on, let's go.
That was Cowgirls by Josie Milner. I love that. That one is so, I mean, they're both awesome songs. That one is just so upbeat. You can definitely see that. When was that one released, Josie?
That one was actually released a year ago.
It was released when? I'm sorry, that broke up.
About a year ago now.
Oh, it hasn't been a year? Okay. All right, so what's going on with where are you charting these days, and what do we got to do to make people get you higher than where you are?
definitely. If anyone's interested in my career and if they just kind of want to follow it, you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and all that fun stuff. You can also buy my music on iTunes, so definitely go check me out there. We are working on my next single, so next single out there here coming soon. We're hoping to already have it out, but we've had a lot of timing issues and a lot of difficulties with this one. So we're really working on it. So, like I said, when we're working on my EP and all that fun stuff. So definitely just kind of keep up with me on the social media.
Yeah, you've got a lot of followers on Twitter, which you can find Josie at. It's Josie_Milner, I believe, right?
Yes,
J-O-S-E-Y. Right, J-O-S-E-Y underscore M-I-L-N-E-R, and then you're on Facebook under just your name, I would assume?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So everybody can follow Josie and everything she's got going on. I think someday we're going to look back and be like, hey, we talked to Josie Milner, and like we're now BFFs.
Josie, I just want to say you are such a delight, and it's just so nice to see a young woman who's so grounded and just enthusiastic, and just you have a really good head on your shoulders, and you're so talented. I know you're going to go far, and it's just been really fun talking to you today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're fantastic, Josie, and I can't wait to see where your career goes, and I'll definitely be watching every step of the way, as will Daria, and we wish you a lot of luck in school and in your career. You know, I'm glad you're in college doing that too, because you know it's always nice to have a backup plan.
Exactly.
You can never be. There's no such thing as being too educated. So nothing wrong.
Yeah.
So good luck with everything, and we are so grateful for you for being on. And we're sorry the audio stinks so bad. See if we can do anything about it. I don't know if we can, but if not, we'll have you back on live someday, so maybe we can get some fans on to call in and ask you questions.
All right, it sounds wonderful.
All right, thanks so much, Josie.
Thanks, Josie. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You
too.
All right, everyone, that was Josie Milner, who is a beautiful girl and just such a talent, and I really do. I'm so glad to hear she's in college, because that's something when I read her bio, I wasn't sure about whether she had started college or not. And I'm like, wow, I hope she did, because that's so important, you know, to continue with your education, you know, no matter what your possibilities are, you know, to become famous, you know.
I agree. And you know, she just, I really meant what I said, and it sounds like she's been raised well by her mom and dad, and she's just a delightful person. I just really enjoyed that interview, and man, I can just tell that she's grounded, she's got her priorities in order. Obviously, if she's going to school, she's very down to earth, and she's just refreshing, and I really, you know, I am praying, you know, I'm sure she's gonna succeed, so I'm wishing her the best. And I look forward to watching her career also.
Yeah, I do too. And I think what's really cool is that, you know, like you said, you can tell she's got, you know, she was raised very well, and she's really down to earth and just a good person. And that's so important. And, you know, you find so much of that in country music, more than any of the other genres, I think. You know, I'm not that there aren't wonderful people in all genres, because of course there are. But, you know, so many people start young. I mean, and then they turn into train wrecks. You know what I mean? And they, their yeah. career starts. So, and she's just so, you can just tell she's so grounded and doing so, so fantastically well with, you know, prioritizing and keeping herself together, that it's really awesome to see. And she's got an amazing voice and is an amazing talent. So, you know, it's almost like you want to say you're proud of her, even though she's not yours, you know? I mean, it's like,
definitely. Well, I have to say, I mean, when I put the link to tonight's show in a couple of my writers groups, they were just like, wow, Josie Milner. And I said, and Lisa, I gave you props. I said, listen, not me. You have to, I have to give all credit to my co-host Lisa Tarvis for booking her. But my point is, she's so well known already.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
People were just like, "Wow, she's yeah. coming on your show." I said, "Yeah." And yeah. You can listen at 7 p.m. Eastern tonight.
Right. So. Well, it's really cool, and I hope we can have her on live again, because obviously the connection was really bad, and I'm sure some of it was that she was, well, some of it was that we're all using Skype, which sometimes works fine, but not always. And I think she was outside at school, so there may have been some wind issues and, you know, things like that, because she was in between classes when she talked to us. I mean, that's how busy Josie is. So, you know, she definitely had, there may have been some issues there too. Well, you know, hopefully we can do something about the audio. The songs, I don't know why you guys couldn't hear the songs. I heard them great.
Yeah, they sounded really bad. So we'll have to check the audio. I don't know if there's a way to fix that, but yeah, and I don't know. Maybe it'll play differently when we upload it to Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, we'll have to see. And if it sounds bad, we'll figure out a fix. Everybody that's listening, we'll. We'll get the songs. I don't know how we'll do it. We'll get them out there some way, so that everybody can hear them better. Maybe I can put a link from onto my website or something to listen to them. We'll figure something out. We'll be in touch about that once we know whether or not we can do anything about it, about the audio being kind of not so great. But it was great talking to her. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, so did I. So that was good job, Lisa.
Yeah, well, thank you. You know, it's funny, because it's just like, you know, you put stuff out there, and her manager was right on top of it. He got right back to me every time I had a question. He got right back to me. He's a CMG radio artist manager, and he's really just very, very, very on top of things. So that's nice too. It's, you know, a lot of times it's who you've got backing you up, and you know, and he was definitely, he's from MTS Management Group. There you go, Michael Stover, giving you a plug. MTS Management Group, and he did a really good job of keeping up and letting me know all the different stuff that, you know, was going on. And when I had to change it and do a pre-record because of my mismanagement of my schedule, you know, he was able to make that happen real easy. So that was great.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm glad that all worked out. So just to give a little preview of what's coming up here in the next couple of days, Lisa, you are going to be Just Believe this Sunday. I'm very excited, because you are going to be the one giving the readings.
Yeah, so, yeah. And again, the mismanagement of my schedule, I actually have a event I'm going to be doing that day in the afternoon, and doing readings at that event to come home and do more readings on air. So I will be the most tired psychic on the planet by 9 o'clock on Sunday night.
Yeah, Lisa will be in bed by 9, everyone.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be my normal 4 a.m. chat to, you know, everybody. Oh, my God, I'm still awake. That won't happen Sunday night. No, it's going to be me being in the fetal position, so I'll be nice and tired.
Let me ask you really quickly, though. Is it really difficult to do things back? I mean, even if you're just, let's just even say it's one event and you're reading people back to back. Like, how do you do that? I mean, is it difficult?
You get tired fast. You know, one of the things that I find that I really have to do that I'm not good at, okay, is managing. Like, when I do an event, I do 15-minute readings. So each person gets a 15-minute. I do a group conversation, a group talk. You know, sometimes a group meditation, sometimes, you know, just instructions on how people can enhance their own psychic abilities, things like that. So I'll give some kind of group talk for half an hour or so. And then I start doing, you know, 15-minute readings. Well, my 15-minute readings sometimes end up being 30, 45-minute readings because I get so wrapped up in the person's problems and their and what's going on with them and finding solutions. And, you know, something that's supposed to take me 2 or 3 hours ends up taking me 5 or 6 hours. So, yeah, I get really tired, but I think that I do it to myself. So the event I have tonight is actually a pretty big event. There are probably about, I think there's somewhere around 10 people I'm going to be reading for. So, you know, I actually have it set up that I'm going to set a timer on my phone, 15 minutes and done. I've got to, you know, otherwise I'm just, you know, I'll be there all night, you know, and yeah, you get, you know, about two and a half hours in, you start to get really tired. And you know, it makes you kind of shut down a little bit. So, you know, it needs to be, you know, it's still good information comes through, but it's slower and it's, you know, I mean, it's based on my energy too. So.
Yeah. Now how do you deal with like one person after another? Like, you know, let's say you do, okay, one person gets their 15 minutes and then there's like another person right behind them. I mean, do you take a couple of minutes in between? I know on the air, we don't do that.
No. Not usually. When the first person, I try to have a private area for the readings, for the separate individual readings so that, you know, it's private for them. And so it's not congested for me, because if there's too much activity going on, I can't focus that well. So I just usually when I'm done with the first one, I usually just take a really deep cleansing breath and then take another one when the new person's walking in, and I say hello and ask them their first name and just chit chat for like a minute, and then I'm usually ready to go. So I don't need a break in between. I think if I had a break in between, it would probably make it harder, you know, because it was just kind of having to reconnect over and over again.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. It really does. Well, and this week too, now, you know, because it is the month of October and we're getting closer to Halloween, the last 2 weeks of Bright Stream Tuesday, I have sort of paranormal themed shows. So my guest on Tuesday, the 21st, and you might be interested in listening to this, Lisa, my friend Diane Student has a new podcast out called History Goes Bump. And she basically focuses on different historical places and people that have been haunted, and certainly where there's rumors of the ghost of a famous person haunting various places. And it's very, very interesting. Diane's really good. I mean, she had a top-rated show on Blog Talk Radio for years, and then she decided to get into this. And it's very interesting because she combines history with the paranormal. So I think it's going to be a really cool show.
Yeah, that sounds really good. I'll have to catch that. That sounds really, really interesting. So that's on your show the end of the month, right?
Well, actually, no, Diane is on Tuesday, the 21st. And I actually should make note here while we're still recording that, she'll be on at 4 PM Eastern. I'm going to do a special time of 4 PM Eastern, to accommodate Diane's work schedule. And then the following week, back to 1 PM Eastern, the 28th, Evan is going to be my guest. Evan Townsend, our speculative fiction cantina host, who is also obviously very focused on the paranormal in his work and you know, certainly in interviewing other writers in that same genre. Evan will be my guest on October 28th, going back to the normal time of 1 p.m. Eastern. So
that's
we'll close
great.
Out the month with that, with Evan.
Yeah, that'll be nice. That'll be great. That's a great way to kind of introduce him too. For anyone who hasn't caught Friday 6 p.m. the speculative fiction cantina, S. Evan Townsend will be on, like Daria just said, right, Stream Tuesday, and that's the last Tuesday of the month.
Yes, that one will be Tuesday, October 28th.
Okay, all right, yeah.
So we've covered like for October. I think Lisa, between you and I, we've covered everything going on in October, from breast cancer, Down syndrome awareness, domestic violence awareness. Halloween, ghosts, history, goblins, I think everything in between. So.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, next week on Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss, we've got Christy Kennedy, And her, the thing she's going to be talking to us about is look the part, be the part, get the part. So I don't have a huge amount of information, actually right now on her, only because I wasn't prepared to talk about it. So I didn't really look it up, but, she's actually, I think it's going to be a nice mix for the month, because it's going to be a little more lighthearted and a little more girly, you know what I mean? Like just about what, you know, about looking right for whatever occasion that you happen to have going on. So she does it's almost like a life coach kind of thing. I'm trying to look her up right now to see if I can make it any better, because I'm obviously butchering the whole thing. Hold on. She's got, yeah. Okay. So she focuses on women's beauty business, brilliance and body image coach with a passion for empowering entrepreneurs to mentally shift from mediocrity to magnificence.
Wow, that sounds good to me.
Yeah. So she's going to be on next Friday. Christy Kennedy. You can follow her at ChristyKennedy.com. Obviously, you can follow us at Love Liberty Lips, Love at Liberty Lips on Facebook, or I'm sorry, on Twitter.
On Twitter.
And on at Love Liberty and Lip Gloss on Facebook. And then me at Lisa Tarvis, Facebook, Twitter. It's all Lisa Tarvis. And Daria.
On Twitter, I'm at Daria Ann, DariaAnne. My blog is DariaDiGiovanni.com. My author page on Facebook is Daria Ann Author. And we also have a Rightstream Radio Network Facebook page where you can, you know, we post about all the shows that are broadcasting on the network. And just to clarify, Lisa, next Thursday will be that show. I think you said Friday, so just not to confuse anyone. Evan's on Friday. Love Liberty and Lip Gloss every Thursday now at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Did I say Love Liberty and Lip Gloss was going to be on Friday?
When you were talking about next week's guest.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm used to, we were, you know, and anybody who wasn't following us back at the, well, end of last year, I guess it was. We when we first launched Love Liberty and Lip Gloss, we were on Fridays, and for some reason I can't get that out of my head. It's like stuck in my head, which I think explains tonight's mess up with my booking my event for a Thursday instead of a Friday, but whatever.
Okay, we still love you, Lisa.
Yeah, thanks. You know, you think I didn't keep a calendar, but I actually keep two, and I still screw up, so it's amazing. Anyway, so that's pretty much it. Right, obviously, follow us on at Rightstream on Twitter, rightstreamradio.com, which is our website address. I'm at lisatarvis.com, and Daria gave her information out, so I think we're good, right?
Yeah, I think we're good. I really enjoyed tonight's interview.
Me
I hope
too.
Everyone enjoys listening to it, and hopefully in the future we'll get Josie on live. That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that'd be awesome to be able to do that, especially since the connection was so bad. Maybe we can get her when she's at home, or, you know, wherever it is she, you know, where she's inside and can you know, and we don't have that. I'm thinking it might have been like the wind, or you know what I mean, something like that, because you know how that can screw up your connection sometimes. But I'll do what I can with the audio, but don't have your hopes up too high. It's probably going to stink. So there's not a whole lot you can do with, I mean, I guess if you're really good with audio, you can, but not with my equipment here. So we'll see what we can do.
Sounds good.
All right,
well,
everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Daria, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. That's it for Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss this week. Next week, Thursday, Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss, 7 p.m. live. See everybody then.